The following is an example of how your sponsorship will work, along with one of our fallen hero tributes. The tribute you will hear was created for Officer Randall Simmons, squad leader of Los Angeles' famed SWAT team. Officer Simmons gave his life in the line of duty while serving with distinction, with over 20 years of service in this fine organization. We bring you now our fallen hero tribute to Officer Randall Simmons. The final portion of that tribute will be followed by a prototype sponsorship voiceover example, an example that should serve as one you might record and produce with your sponsorship. Your name or your company's name would follow our tribute as the following suggests.
"51 years of age, over 27 years on the Los Angeles Police Department, a practicing minister, a former Dallas Cowboy, Washington State University scholar and football player, head of youth outreach services, an outstanding African-American community leader, a true role model known as a rock of a man, a squad leader, and a proud member of LAPD's Special Weapons and Tactical Team, its famed SWAT team. Truly a unique man and a rare breed." When speaking of Officer Randall D. Simmons, SWAT squad leader, one is overwhelmed by his achievements as a man, a citizen, a husband, a father, a true hero, and so much more. He was even distinguished in his passing, becoming the first member of Los Angeles' heralded SWAT organization to have lost his life in the line of duty. He leaves us now, but not before building a memorable, rich life. Randy was truly an exemplary police officer and every bit of professional. Yet, he was quite humble and genuinely caring. His character was as strong as he was physically. That's where he got his other nickname, The Rock. He was known to lovingly embrace his fellow officers and friends, one day actually lifting one 200-pound longtime friend off the ground in an affectionate bear hug. Even while working out lifting weights with his fellow SWAT officers, some of those officers half his age, he would be remembered bench pressing twice as much as everyone there. Yes, he was physically honed, but that was quite surpassed by his professional knowledge and skill as an officer, with over 2 decades of exceptional experience. He was a graduate of Fairfax High School, Los Angeles. He later attended Washington State University, where he played football. On that football team, he was again remembered for his unusual strength. A teammate from the Cougars remembered him as the strongest guy on the team. "He was just a muscle," he said. There, in the weight room, once again, during a challenge in his senior year, the 190-pound Simmons outlifted his teammates, who outweighed him by more than 100 pounds. Off the field, he was a serious student who took on his academic assignments just as vigorously and ardently. Officer Simmons, because of his athletic talent, was later invited to the Dallas Cowboys to try out. He even played in 2 preseason games for the Cowboys, but an injury sidelined him. He then decided to join the Los Angeles Police Department. He was with that department for 27 years and on its SWAT team for over 20 years. Randy was a consummate officer. Senior officers with the LAPD said of this unusual man that he was a man of honor, integrity, and strength, and a hero of heroes. Mr. Hutchinson, president of the Los Angeles Urban Policy Roundtable, said that Simmons was not just an exemplary police officer, but an outstanding African-American community leader, a true peacemaker, and a role model for our youth. He was such a role model that he became a deacon of his church.
Amen.
Randy's father was a minister. Perhaps that's why Randy became so much a part of the Glory Christian Fellowship Church. There, Randy was head of youth outreach services, leading the group Glory Kids. Randy had a true love for kids. A SWAT partner remembers, "It was amazing. These kids would just light up and yell, 'Randy, Randy.'" He was a warm, loving, caring man. The kids loved him. He loved the children, and he loved the Lord.
Amen.
Maybe that's why this rock of a man brought presents for the kids on their birthdays and was part of the Christmas toy drive each year. The accolades abound from his fellow police officers. They said, "He risks his life daily for the people of Los Angeles. He was not boastful. He always spoke to you from his heart. you could not help but love the man. If you met him on the street, you'd have no idea he was in SWAT or probably even a cop. They broke the mold when they made this cop. Randy leaves behind his wife, Lisa, his son, Matthew, and his daughter, Gabriella. But he leaves them with an exceptional memory of love and devotion, and the spirit of a unique human being who was a member of an extraordinary group of men. His work was not a bravado or the results of daring. No, on the contrary, his work was concentrated on the excellence of performance, focused on saving the lives of the innocent among us. He was a member of a unique fraternity that had a tacit agreement to give his life not only for each member of its SWAT team, but he was ready to give his life as well for a complete stranger in the most volatile peril. He was a hero in every sense of the word. Officer Randall D. Simmons, a loving husband and father, deacon, SWAT leader, and one fine man never to be forgotten.
This memorial has been made possible by the generosity of Kelleher and Associates. If you or your company would be interested in making a similar tribute to one or more of our fallen heroes, please contact Mr. Craig Floyd, Executive Director of the National Law Enforcement Memorial Fund. We thank you.